Goran, you can say that for the voice of God yourself. So you're obviously excited. It's Rangers' first chance to win after Celtic's long domination. It's four trophies in a row they've won. Do you feel this marks a sea change in the landscape of youth football? I mean, you run them close in the league as well, so it's
Yeah, hopefully, because we've done so well in the league as well, and it's disappointing to slip up in the last game, pretty much. So we want to put a mark down for next season as well, by winning this.
And do you feel that there's been enough of a progression from the youth level up to the senior side? I mean, apart from really, I mean, I've been covering youth football for 2 or 3 years, and I've seen some fantastic Rangers sides. I saw the side to beat Queen's Park in a quarter-final 2 years ago, 4-0 it was. Destroyed them on the day, and yet they've not progressed, especially in this climate at Rangers when there are opportunities to be had.
Yeah, it's difficult to work your way into the first team, but you just need to keep training. And then obviously we've got players like Callum Gallagher this season. He's progressed and played a few games for the first team, and I've managed to get on a couple of times, so it's going not too bad for some of us now.
With regards to the current situation at Rangers, do you feel that you'll be able to kick on next season and make your mark in the first team? Because from what we've been led to understand in the mainstream media, there won't be much available for signing, so they may have to promote from within. I'm not asking for you to make a comment on the Rangers' problems, I'm just saying, do you see that as an opportunity or as a problem?
Yeah, definitely. So I just need to push on in pre-season and hope that I'm involved in their plans during the summer. So,
how do you see tomorrow going? I mean, Hearts have obviously got a lot of players who have, like yourself, played in the first team, so they're more seasoned than the seasons you've played up till now.
Yeah, well, they've got quite a few players that have played maybe 20-plus games this season for the first team that are bringing them down, so it'll be a difficult task because they'll be experienced at the top level.
But then there's also the way to look at that is they might be more tired from doing that as having to play both youth and senior football.
Yeah, it's been a long season for them considering the situation they were in, but they've done well getting to where they are. So.
And what about yourself personally? What are you looking to achieve tomorrow? You think?
I just want to win the game.
I know, but I'm sorry I have to phrase that badly. How do you see it panning out? Do you see yourselves dominating the game, or do you have any Hearts all day?
It'll be a difficult game because they're quite a good team. They're fast on the break and stuff, so we need to watch out for that. But I think it should be an even game, hopefully.
Do you feel the season's been a success up until now? I mean, with regards to must be heartbreaking what happened in the league. Just leading a draw in the last game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The way I read it, unfortunately, despite working for youth football, the amount of coverage it gets, the lack of coverage is shocking.
Yeah.
So I'm only hearing second and third hand from friends who were at the game that is what had happened.
Obviously, I think it's been a good season considering I think we were underdogs maybe to win the league.
That's the first comment I made. With Celtic having been so dominant,
it's
you've really closed the gap this season.
Pushed them to the wire. As I said, really disappointing to lose on the last day. Hopefully we can push on next season. Maybe.
Have you won anything else this season? Was the League Cup up for grabs this season?
No. It's just this Scottish Youth Cup.
Just the Scottish Youth Cup and the league. I wasn't sure if you were a part of the... Because I do SYFA and SSFA football, it's very hard to determine where the line comes. So, okay, just get a few more personal details from yourself. I'm just going to stop this interview just now because that's what I need.